Hello, welcome to the first episode of my podcast, which I've just very off the cuff decided to start today. It's just one of those things. I was chatting to somebody yesterday about sort of where I see my career going and where my interests kind of lie nowadays. And I just decided that, you know what? In order to kind of go in a different direction, you have to kind of take affirmative action. So I need to kind of put it out there about what my kind of interests now are and where I want to take my career. And I just thought this podcast could be a good kind of platform to kind of get some of my ideas out there. And if it can help anybody with their journey, with health and fitness journey specifically, then that's fantastic. So I don't have a name for this podcast yet, but I guess that is something that will kind of come about. But what I wanted to talk about today, just kind of as an introduction, so you get kind of a feel of what this podcast is going to be about, is just a little bit of a ramble from me about the things that are actually holding you back from achieving your health and fitness goals that you probably don't realise. Because so many people think it comes down to what they're eating, what kind of exercise they're doing, you know, what bloody trainers they're wearing or whatever. And, you know, people are just kind of looking at all these smaller details, and actually, 9 times out of 10 for people, it's bigger than that. It comes down to your behaviour, your mindset, your emotional health, what your habits are from day to day. And actually, when you get all that stuff in place, when you've got those foundations in place, you know, what you need to eat and how you need to train to look good and feel good is actually really simple, but we make it so complicated for ourselves. So I just wanted to kind of run through some of the kind of underpinning themes, really, of what this podcast is going to be about, so that you can get an idea whether it's something that you're going to want to listen to in the future or not. So just quickly, I'm going to run through a few points that I kind of see coming up time and time again with people that I train. So number one, I'm talking about women specifically, because that's kind of where my area of knowledge is. Most women are complete perfectionists when it comes to diet and exercise. We think that we always have to be doing everything 100% perfect all the time in order to get results. And that is just not true. It's, you know, it's so much more beneficial to have 5 good days out of 7, let's say, rather than have, you know, 2 days where you absolutely do everything perfectly to the letter of the plan that you've got, and then follow that by, you know, 5 days of eating absolute rubbish because you can't stick to it. So, you know, just small you know, steps that you can actually stick to, it just gets you so much further in the long run. That's difficult to get your head around in the beginning, and as we get through this podcast, I'm going to go into more detail about all of these subjects and hopefully you know, give you tips of how to actually change the way you think on these things. But as I say, this first episode is just about kind of highlighting some of these main problems that I see, so that, you know, you can go, ah, yeah, I relate to this. This podcast is going to speak to me. So, you know, are you a perfectionist? Are you someone that thinks black and white about diet? You're either doing everything great or you're doing, you know, absolutely off the rails. And if so, some of what I'm going to talk about hopefully is going to help you. Another thing is just sort of general lack of organisation. Like, you know, you wouldn't go to a really important meeting at work, you know, without having prepared for it and expect to get a really good outcome from the meeting. In the same way, you know, why are you expecting to get really good results with your health and fitness or your body when you're not really planning what you're putting into it or what you're going to do with it? So, you know, what you eat and how your body moves and how you feel, it are the absolute foundations of everything else in your life. So it makes sense to me that would be something that you organize and that you pre-plan. But very often, you know, we pre-plan everything else to the letter. You know, we plan our outfits and we plan when we're going to watch our episodes of TV, but we don't plan, you know, the very basics of what nutrients we're putting into our body and, you know, when we're actually going to nourish our bodies or train our bodies or whatever it might be. So a lack of organization is sort of another general one. Another big one, and again, I am kind of picking on women with this one. Number one, because it is, you know, I've worked with women for kind of the last 7 years of my fitness career. So I know women way more than I know men in the fitness space. But also we are much more emotional about things, aren't we, as women in general? And, you know, I do find that a lot of women use food as an emotional crutch. We eat when we're happy, we eat when we're sad, we eat when we're pissed off, we eat when we're bored. And I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, people not being in control of their own emotions and their own behaviour. And, you know, if anybody is listening to this that suffered from binge eating, that's often where that comes from. You know, it's not because you find that food so irresistible that you have to eat a, you know, a ridiculous amount of it. It's actually because on a deeper level, usually you're either bored or frustrated or unhappy, and you use food as a crutch for your emotions, you know, to pick you back up again. So, you know, I really think that if we can, you know, get more in control of our emotions and how we respond to things, and be in control of our own behaviours, we won't have those problems with food that some of us face. So just to recap on what we've said so far, perfectionism is a big problem amongst women when it comes to food, a general lack of organisation and just not really having a direction of where you're heading, not having good emotional health, not being in control of your own feelings, taking shit personally, like responding to people badly, you know, jumping to conclusions, all this shit. It's, you know, getting you into a bad headspace, and then you consequently make bad lifestyle choices about your food and your exercise and your sleep, etc. Another thing I think is assertiveness, kind of asserting yourself and how you want your life to be amongst other people in your life who might not want the same things. Maybe this could also be labelled as worrying what other people think. So not everybody around you in your circle is potentially going to have the same goals and have the same outlook on life that you have. And it's really hard to then be that person in your friendship group or in your family who has got those slightly different goals, slightly different vision. Maybe you think, you know, you want a little bit more out of life than other people do. And it's really hard to be that person that kind of has to say, actually, no, I don't want to do that. You know, that's not going to, you know, get me towards the goals that I'm working towards, because you're worried that people are going to go, who does she think she is? Or, you know, oh, you know, label you as being boring or whatever it might be. So it's really hard to be assertive and be firm with yourself about what it is that you actually want. It's much easier to go along with the crowd and, you know, eat what everyone else is eating and spend your time talking about what other people are talking about, you know, even though it's not aiding you and your goals and your life direction. So I think that's another big problem. And really what the final point that I'm going to make is just people not having the basics in place, not having your foundations laid, like not having your shit together. If you haven't got your shit together, if you haven't got your foundations in place, and by that I mean, you know, basically looking after yourself in terms of putting good food into your body, you know, getting fresh air, exercising, getting a good night's sleep, being in control of your, you know, emotional health, you know, being mindful, you know, being in the moment when you're with people, not being glued to your phone and, you know, off comparing yourself to other people in the social media space or whatever it might be. You know, if you haven't got your basics in place, everything else is going to be an uphill struggle. You know, and I see so many people that are trying to achieve really big things in life, but, you know, they haven't got the basics nailed. And I just think, you know, you'd be finding this so much easier if you were eating well and you were sleeping well and you were in control of your emotions and your house wasn't full of clutter and your finances were in order. You know, when you have your shit together, everything else is more simple. And I saw a quote yesterday, actually, which just summed this up perfectly for me. And this might not be word for word, but it was something like, it's not the mountain in front of you that's the challenge, it's the pebble in your shoe. And, you know, as soon as I read that, I just thought that just sums up my whole philosophy about health and fitness and why people struggle with their health and fitness goals specifically. It's because, you know, they're trying to achieve something before they've got the basics in place. So that's kind of 5 points that I wanted to just quickly cover And I want to go into more detail about all of those things over the upcoming episodes, but I just wanted to have a little bit of a rant, a little bit of a ramble, so that you know the kinds of things that I'm going to be talking about. And if you think that's going to be useful to you, then you know to tune in to the next episode and hopefully get some use out of this. So thank you so much for listening to my first episode, which admittedly was just a crazy ramble, but I really hope that it's given you an insight into kind of what my philosophy is and what I'm going to be talking about. And if you've got any ideas of things that you would like me to cover or things you struggle with, then please shout up. I would love to hear from anyone that's listened to this. So I'll leave it at that. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you again soon.